Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Out and about doing all the things already, and one of the things you got to do sounds like it was a lot of fun.
Monday night.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know where January's went. I'm sure everybody feels that way with the weather. But I was so glad we got to do our new member social in Franklin County. We invited 4-H members that have been in our program for up to 3 years. We still kind of consider you a new member. And then we mixed it with our 4-H Council youth that have been in our program for six to seven plus years. So it was a great evening of mingling and socializing. And we understand that people that are new to our program, and some things that we talk about might be a little foreign. And, you know, it's just kind of, it's scary starting a new thing, right? And so we just wanted to let our new families know that we're here for them, that we support them, that we want their experience to be positive. And this was really just a fun evening to just introduce some 4-H concepts, but really just interact with those older 4-H members, just because I think that's part of the magic of 4-H is those older teens working with those younger 4-H, you know, that cross-generation
mentorship,
working together and having those positive relationships. And so we had one in Osage as well, and it went really well. But now we've rescheduled our one down in Garnett office for our Anderson County families. And really, it's open to the district always. But we had to reschedule that one due to weather. And that one now is going to be February 26th. And so if you're listening and you're still thinking you want to get involved in 4-H this year, you have until May 1 to get enrolled in projects to be able to participate in the county fair this year. You know, you can still come down and see what 4-H is all about, and we're happy to field questions and answer questions, but it's really just a fun social time for our families to get together and learn more about 4-H and what we have to offer.
Encouraging the new members, what is something that you are especially looking forward to this year that you would want the new members to especially be aware of?
That's a great question, Audrey. You know, a couple of things. I said I have some key coin phrases that I kind of always like to talk about when I talk to my new families. And the big thing I want them to know is, you know, I always say 4-H is a marathon, not a sprint. So make sure you don't feel like you have to have all the answers when you first start. We get to see these children from the age of 7 to 8 to all the way to their 18. And so it's supposed to be a progression of growth. And so don't buy everything off all at once. There's a smorgasbord of activities and events that you can get involved in. But I always encourage our new families to start small, and there's going to be ample opportunity for you to grow and to do more activities as you with the length and duration of our program. So that's one big thing I just want my families to understand. And don't feel like you have to have all the answers. It's a lot about learning by doing and self-growth that we encourage in our program and that our program creates those opportunities. So reach out for questions, any questions that you have. We want your experience to be positive, and we are here for you.
And we appreciate the fact that you're here for us to share the information today.
Just a reminder before I jump off that Club Days is coming up, and that enrollment will open January 29th, which is next week here. And we have our Animal Adventure Camp coming up in March, and that registration will be coming up in February too. But I just kind of want to point that out to get that on everybody's radar.
Yes, and we've been hearing about all of the stuff that goes on at Club Days and all the presentations and everything, so I'm looking forward to an update on that.
Yes, we're excited for that event.
All right. Well, Jessica, thanks for catching up with us, and we look forward to hearing from you again soon. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall.